think North Carolina just lost the NBA All-Star game over this issue. It seems as though there's a temptation to legislate these highly divisive social issues for, I can only guess, political gain. I don't know what the origin of that was in North Carolina, where I believe ultimately the law has been overturned, I think, by the courts. But I think sort of legislating bathrooms, bathroom policy, bathroom public policy, if you will, doesn't make a lot of sense. People are who they are. We should embrace that. We shouldn't legislate that. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Not that we have an NBA All-Star game to lose, but I wouldn't support following their lead.
Thank you. Ms. Finkenbinder, same question.
I'm going to disagree. I think that we've been discriminating on the use of bathrooms and locker rooms forever. Women have used one, men have used another. I believe that there are a lot of people in this world that are extremely uncomfortable with having people of another sex in their bathroom, or especially in their locker room.